is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Bill Rakoff in Washington. There are now reports that the Trump White House knew in early 2019 of intelligence that suggested Russia was paying bounties to Taliban militants to kill U.S. and coalition troops in Afghanistan. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Zhang.
Lawmakers are demanding answers from the White House about reports that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American soldiers earlier this year. President Trump claims he wasn't briefed on the matter because the intelligence gathered was not credible. But CBS News has learned the president's national security aides discussed it.
Experts are continuing to warn about growing surges in coronavirus. In the U.S., so says CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Dr. Ashish Jha is director of the Harvard Global Health Institute.
I'm very concerned about large parts of our country, especially Arizona, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, but other states as well, where we're seeing really pretty substantial increases in cases.
He also says declining death rates likely will rise again.
Typically, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks from an infection till somebody gets sick enough to die from the disease.
The Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts joined his liberal colleagues. This is political analyst Larry Sabato.
For the Republicans, this will infuriate many Republican activists who believe that by electing a series of Republican presidents, they had been able finally to construct a reliable majority on the court to deal with social issues like abortion.
Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana railed against the ruling.
States should be able to put basic health and safety laws in place to safeguard people from the deficient care that abortion clinics too often offer them.
A former police officer who terrorized California as a serial rapist and killer was in court Monday. Lilia Luciano reporting from Los Angeles.
The Golden State Killer's survivors and victims' families stood up in a makeshift court in Sacramento today as prosecutors from multiple California counties read the gruesome details of their cases spanning more than a decade and all across California.
After raping her, the defendant fired his handgun into the back of Deborah's head.
To each, a guilty plea.
I admit.
Or an admission by Joseph D'Angelo, the now convicted killer.
New research is showing temperatures at the South Pole rising three times faster than the global warming rate over the last 30 years. Here's CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Keep in mind, it's still frigid down there, but what this shows is even isolated parts of the globe are not so isolated anymore.
This is CBS News.
Conversations with some of the world's leading national security officials and experts. Intelligence Matters with Michael Morrell. Weekends on the CBS Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Which face mask is the best face mask? The simplest one, according to CBS's Vicky Barker.
You may have seen them coming down the street, people wearing those masks with coin-sized valves on the front. If so, step aside fast. The Washington Post reports the masks, intended for use in dusty construction sites, are exactly wrong for protecting others from COVID because they're designed to expel small particles into the air. And those N95 masks, great for operating rooms, but tight and hot and sticky in real-life summer conditions. The CDC continues to say simple cloth masks are the best way for ordinary Americans to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Prosecutors charging New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with buying sex from massage parlor prostitutes, trying to save their case. They're going to argue before a Florida appellate court Tuesday. Police legally made secret video recordings of Kraft having paid sex at a massage parlor in January of last year. Kraft has pleaded not guilty, but he's apologized. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.